from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
I lost, I'm out.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
I'm out.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, baby! That's my Bonte! So for all the people out there, relax. Relax. I told him I was going to use it. It's all good. Larry, I borrowed it. And that Larry is Larry Kruger filling in for Stymie and Guru Friday edition. Larry, I'm excited.
Dude, you are always fired up. But it's good to see you today. Good to see you.
Larry!
Is it payday Friday? Is that what you call
no,
it?
Unfortunately.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Larry. I'm not Bonte or Stymie. They're, and Spadoni. Shout out Spadoni with the fresh haircut. They're like, is it payday this Friday? And paydays are like Christmas to me. So on Tuesday, I'm waiting for payday Friday. But enough about my personal business. We got Warriors offseason. I got to get your thoughts. I heard you out with Willard yesterday. You guys did a good job. Also, we got to get to the Giants as they get to the break. We'll talk about the state of the Giants and the audacity, not Odyssey, the audacity of Farhan and his comments about everything Giants. And then the 49ers, as excited as I am, Larry, football is king. We got camp coming. You've been I've been following you on YouTube, listening to you. But would you mind if we start with the Warriors? Because you and I haven't hooked up. Stiney's golfing with dibs in the tournament. I believe Spadoni and Carter somewhere. Eureka? I butchered that early. Shout out Shasky.
Who's the better golfer between Stymie and Dibs?
That depends on if I think Dibs is listening. If he's not, I'm going to go say Stymie. But I think Dibs is the more seasoned golfer. But the reason I'm going to say Stymie is he's been on fire, 85, 84s, and Dibs has been in the C notes. Here recently.
Wow.
But he can't win the tourney, Dibbers.
Yeah. Reno, by the way, not Eureka, Reno.
Oh, Reno. Shout out Reno.
Packing extra right guard.
Yeah, look at you. I use Gillette. Shout out to Pats.
All right. Look at you. I go with the Old Spice.
Okay, look at him.
The Old Spice.
Not the chalk, the gel, right? Does anybody nothing worse than hooping and the guy's got the balls from the white chalk underneath?
No, no, I'm going with the blue, whatever the blue
okay,
is.
Okay, yeah, gotcha.
It's a cool breeze or whatever.
cool breeze.
I'm at CVS the other day and I'm like, where's the deodorant? I can't find the deodorant. It was locked up
Dude,
in the back.
Is that what we're doing, Larry?
I had to say to the guy, I'm like,
Are they stealing that?
I guess I'm such a straight shooter that I don't even know, what do people turn this into?
What are they flipping for?
What is the Pure Sport Old Spice transition to? Is it a really good drug? Is it a good high? I mean, what am I missing out on the street?
Hey, you know,
I'm rubbing that thing under my armpits only. I'm not smoking it. I'm not melting it. I'm not burning it. I may be missing out.
No, Larry, it's a sad state of affairs, and whoever causes it, can you unlock this? And then I say it, and I want to go CNN and get political, Larry. But I always say to whoever comes and unlocks it, are they really stealing this? And she or he is like, yeah. And I'm like, man, oh, man. Boy, in the 80s or 90s, that stuff was just sitting there. Come get one.
I mean, it's one thing if it was like Sudafed or something like that. Boy. You know, something that. But I mean, this is it's speed stick. It's freaking speed stick.
Hey, but people will steal anything, man. So we know that. Yeah. Larry, let me get your thoughts on the Warriors. So let's do the plus sign on the calculator. They added D'Anthony Melton, Slow-mo, we had him on, Kyle Anderson, former Minnesota T-Wolf, and...
not a fan.
Okay, Buddy Hield.
I actually kind of like the Buddy Hield one.
What? Over 200 three-pointers, I believe, two of the last three seasons in the NBA.
I think he's made more threes in the last, some period of time than Steph.
But the one thing about him, he was in shooter's paradise to me in Philly. And now that they've added Paul George, and they kind of don't see you, they see you expendable, that's scares me, but Buddy Hield can shoot with the best of them.
And he hasn't lost quickness, so he'll get to his open spot. You know?
I'm worried about this team on the defensive end. But
yeah, but I mean,
losing Chris Paul and Clay, Larry, where are you at with this thing?
Well,
talk to us, baby.
They're older guys. I mean, I think it was the right decision. I think it was the right decision to say goodbye to Clay.
Okay.
All good things have to come to an end. He couldn't handle the twilight of his career. He had gone from this really light, fun-loving guy to this anchor, this heavy anchor where everybody had to check in with him, and Kerr was tiptoeing and Steph was tiptoeing and everybody, Moses Moody's tiptoeing, and it's like, enough, you know, no tiptoeing. Not for what he is at this point. So I think he was right to let him move on, and I'm glad that he did. It sounds like they role played. It sounds like Steve and Dunleavy were like, man, we are desperate to have you. And Joe's like, no, we're not.
Okay.
You know,
and that's why that, Larry, when I found out we were working together, it was about 4 days ago, I was like, okay, I'm going to be emotional like I always am about that, the Klay Thompson and what I deemed at the time the disrespect that came from the Warriors organization. And I don't know if you know or read about the date that was, or the outing in L.A., late between Lacob and Klay, and they were golfing.
Right.
And Ramona Shelburne reported that Klay said the contract didn't even come up. And I'm over there telling Stein and the listeners, that's just offensive. Even if it wasn't going to culminate that trip in a contract, you got to at least bring it up. But then when we find out, we've got some Kerr sound, we'll play. He joined Willard and Dibbs, and he opened up and basically said just what you echoed. You know, you talked about the fun, love, and Klay. And then came the dark times, which he let us in. But just being around the team and it being about him versus himself, the Spider-Man meme, and that wasn't good for anybody around. And now I've changed my tune, and maybe the best thing for Klay, and it looks like he took his own advice, is going somewhere else and starting fresh, Larry. Not sitting and watching Pods, who I love and just joined Bonte and Shasky. Not watching Moody replace him. I don't wish that on my own worst enemy. Watching your own mortality, right, on something you built. So now I'm not mad. I'm happy for both parties, but I do think the Warriors are going to miss the shooting. But as far as what you said, Kerr, he had to coach and put him in games knowing I probably didn't even want to put you back in, but I know what you're dealing with. I love you. And go back in, Klay, but he's doing that for the sake of Klay, and that I don't believe helped anybody.
I mean, if you watched the Warriors last year, you would know that it's like a total insider knowledge team. Like if you just watch
Martha Stewart,
you know, the rotations made no sense. But if unless you follow the team for years and then you understood the dynamic of Klay Thompson in the twilight and Kerr's loyalty to Thompson and Curry and obviously Draymond Green and Kevon Looney. I mean, to be honest, I mean, Trayce Jackson-Davis should have been starting from the start. He was clearly the best center option. And how long did it take him for him to get out there? It took him months to get out there. So, you know, Kerr is got, I mean, like everybody else, he's got strengths and weaknesses. His strengths are that he probably can keep a group together as good as anybody. And he probably got it from Phil, because Phil was great at keeping a group together.
Good call.
Steve is incredible at keeping a group together. And I think it netted them a ring, man. The year that they beat the Celtics, were they the best team in the NBA or were they the best team that stayed together?
Okay.
And I think they were just, he kept it together. They won their extra ring. But the downside is, you know, he was loyal to his guys. And Moses Moody paid the price.
Yeah, no doubt.
Jonathan Kuminga paid the price. And only because Pods and Trayce Jackson-Davis were so advanced relatively did they play right away. But Moody has still not really gotten his career. His career has been somewhat stalled because he's the young guy who it's easy to say you're not playing tonight. As opposed to the veteran who's going to stew and pout and be angry and have these hostile emotions. And Steve knew Moses is easier to bench than Klay. And so he did. And do you tell me that was the right move all year? Now, Klay did have a strong year at the second half of the year, did shoot 39% from three. It's not like Klay Thompson's
18 points a game. Yeah. I keep beating that drum.
It's not like Klay Thompson's done, but Klay Thompson is, there's a heaviness to Klay Thompson where everybody's got to tiptoe around him.
No doubt.
And there's no reason to do that. And I'm glad they didn't.
Yeah. And you know what? And who am I to feel sorry for anybody? But just from a basketball standpoint, I'm happy for Kerr, the teammates, and even Klay, because he wasn't doing it on purpose, Larry. You're just talking about that outgoing guy that become one of the all-time fan favorites, Klay, on his boat. And even that, with the boat trips, it changed because, you know, he was the rat on the table, per se, brought to you by ATCO. And I never once knew just how suffocating that was for the organization, rotations. But I will say this. That voice you just heard is the great Larry Krueger in for Steiny on a Friday. We got a jam-packed show, and right now we're just talking about the Warriors offseason. And we'll also get into the other rat on the table, Larry, which is the future of Steph Curry and this Warrior team. Because, man,
that is a major
you
story.
Were just texting me all these, the trade. I hate the trade machine, but the money worked. But, Larry, Malcolm X, any means necessary. Necessary, you try to avoid trading one Stephen Wardell Curry. That's where I'm at.
You're not going to trade him, but he could demand a trade.
Okay, no doubt.
He could demand a trade. And what did he say the other day? I mean, he said he wanted to go to the finish line with the Warriors, and then the other day he said, like, stuff changes or something.
He said things in this league change quickly.
Right.
And I don't know if he was smartened, because I told Steiny this yesterday. I don't know if he was still the residue of Klay leaving and maybe he felt like the organization could have did something different. I don't know. But that line right there. And Larry, I got to tell you this. I don't know about your life, but a lot of times relationships in my life, sometimes they end on a positive, mostly negative. But sometimes you can end on a positive. You know what? This isn't working and both parties go their own separate ways and there's no angst. So you're right. If Curry did come to Joe and say, you know what, I know what time it is. We've had a great run. Nobody wants to hear that, Larry, but it is feasible. And that's why you try to do everything under the sun to avoid that.
Well, I wondered, and we talked about this many times. I know you and Steiny have as well. Would Steph prefer to go out with his guys or prefer to go out as a winner? And what if it's neither? What if it's like, hey, you know what? Klay's gone now and Draymond eventually is going to go and Steph's going to be the last guy. He may not be able to go out with his guys and he may not win again.
Mm.
So it's like maybe if it was like, hey, I could have both. I could go out as a winner and with my guys. I think that's what he would choose. But if he can't have either, would he then want to be somewhere else? I know he loves being here, and his family's here, and he lives in Palo Alto now. He's happy, I'm sure, here. I'm sure his kids have roots here. They go to school here, right? But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Is the best thing to go to the finish line with Steph on a losing outfit or a rebuilding outfit? Or at some point does he say, especially if Golden State gets off to a bad start this year, and suddenly it's like, okay, what do you want to do? And then suddenly he's like, you know what? I'd like to play in L.A. I'd like to play in New York. I'd like to play somewhere where I can. I'd like to go play in Charlotte. I'd like to go play for another young up-and-coming team. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I hear you, Larry, and that's why I was disappointed with PG-13. We hadn't talked. We hadn't hooked up. I don't know what you thought, but it signaled to me that they're going all in for Curry, and we'll deal with the rebuild when we have to deal with the rebuild, because to me, that's an oxymoron. You cannot please both masters and rebuild with Steph and Dre. That's just what time it is to me, and I've been trying to convey that to Stani and the rest of the gang, and he understood to a degree. But if you can't get Paul George, and if maybe it was going to cost you Kuminga, yeah. I would have threw Kuminga in there. I don't know what the Clippers were doing.
He was 34. I mean, Paul George is older. I don't want to trade Kuminga for an older guy, but I hear what you're saying. So they tried on Paul George.
What about marketing, which could still, according to who you believe, there's something still going on.
They're trying on marketing, okay. Then after, if they miss out on marketing and miss out on PG,
I don't have any
and they missed out
yet,
on
Larry.
Brandon Ingram.
Yes. Who well, I don't even put in that, like, okay. I would not use Kuminga. That's where your boy stops. I don't think Brandon Ingram, who I love or like, I don't think he's worth Kuminga. I think Kuminga could be better than him fast, quick, and in a hurry.
Yeah, no, I agree. So, but I mean, you're now going down the pecking order. Okay, so the first goal is try to win now with Steph.
N-O-W.
Right? Try to win right now with Steph. Get somebody to be his Batman, be his Robin to Steph's Batman. Okay, but you missed, you know, so far you've missed on marketing, you missed on Paul George. You're saying Brandon Ingram is next up.
Yeah, I don't even know. There's no AD. I don't even want to bat.
Willard, I think I could see Kuzma. I've heard
people laugh me. No, I've heard Zach Levine.
I like Kuzma. I mean, he's okay. But yeah. I mean, to me, you know, then if you go deeper and you're like, okay, well, what about if they can't get those guys? I kind of like the big man out of Detroit, Jalen Duren.
Yeah.
Or Jaren Duren. Is it Jaren or Jalen? And then I like Alperen Sengun for Houston.
Well, I don't think he's going anywhere, but I like him too.
But he, you know, if Houston wanted to make a big play, I mean, I would definitely be interested in Sengun. But here's the thing: if you're now going down the pecking order and you're not getting Markkanen and you can't get, and now you're at the Levine Kuzma stage.
I'm a Levine fan.
I'm a Levine fan too. Even though he's a vertical player and he's got knee problems, but still. I like him, but I'm just saying, is that winning a title? So then it's a matter of, okay, let's say you get Levine, and now you start slow. Now he's got a bad knee. Now you're in December or January, and you're not going anywhere, and you're wasting another year of Steph's career. And then suddenly he tells you with 3 weeks to go before the trade deadline, hey, you know what? I wouldn't mind going somewhere else and winning. Now you got a problem that it's a real problem because now you're in season and there, you know, he wants to be traded like in 3 weeks.
See, I don't think he would be because Curry's presidential. I call him the best NBA Obama. Yeah, in mid season. But Larry, it's the optics for me. I feel like if you fire on one of these guys, and let's just say it costs you Kuminga, if I was Joe Lacob and company, would sleep at night knowing, hey, you know what? It didn't work. We got marketing. We got PG-13. We got Steph all the help that we could at the time, but we failed. That, to me, is a portfolio that is 100 times better than not doing it. And for the people in the back that say, and Stani was one of them, what about those ones? What about those draft picks? Well, if it comes time to the point to where nobody wants it to me, I'm going casino, shadow MGM. Curry is the chip that would fetch you those picks back to where it would help you in rebuilding moving forward.
So
it's a match made in heaven, but it's something that you don't want to have, you know, rear its head. But to me, that's the chip that would get you, you know, right back on track to start the process over again.
I don't know the ins and outs of the ticket buying public for the Warriors well enough to say definitively what it would be. I mean, I've lived here my whole life, and I know the Warriors, had drawn well when they were bad. I mean, it was a good timeout.
It was a great timeout when they were
getting drubbed. But what's, I mean, what's it going to be like if you're winning 32 games in Steph Curry's twilight years? Would it be better? I mean, we were talking about this at the summit
at Fremont Bank on Tuesday.
Just Steph alone?
The gate.
We were talking about the house, I think, Larry. Or would, and like if you're Joe, he built this incredibly fancy arena.
Privately funded.
Yeah. So, I mean, he needs people to come through the turnstiles. So, I mean, it's like if you trade seven number ones and pick swaps and all your young talent and you get somebody and you don't win a title, you could drive your franchise into an irrelevant status that could last half a decade.
See, and that's why that
might be very painful.
But
for
I don't think that happens. You mentioned 35 games with Steph playing at the level, depending on who you talk to.
Well, my partner,
he got tired second half. Steiny focuses on that. You're right, but he got tired because he had no effing help. Yeah. And as he gets older in the ages, he needs help. There's nothing wrong with HELP. And 26 a game, damn near his metrics, 38%. 39% from three. Steph Curry is the least of your problems. So, Larry, it's just me. I'm my prerogative. Bobby Brown, I'm going all in on who I identify that could help this team. And the Kuzmas of the world, and it's so funny in the Twitterverse or social media, we laugh at Kuzma's attire. I don't know if you've seen him coming into a game nightly.
Believe me, I've seen it.
But when you talk about just basketball, dude can ball.
Yeah.
I called him a poor man's Mellow and almost had to shut off my ex because people were saying, you're saying he's Carmelo Anthony. No, he's a gifted scorer in our league. That would help the Warriors. So would Zach LaVine. Now, you went worst case scenario. I'm Dr. Optimistic. If Zach holds up, that's a dude that could get you 26, 27 a night, Larry. And he would be playing his easiest basketball. So
the Warriors supposedly turned down Wiggins and Paul for LaVine.
Now, that would hurt me because you let Paul go basically for nothing. And on top of that, let me do my reset. You let Jordan Poole go basically for nothing. Those are the things that haunt you, Larry. You got nothing for Wiggins. So do I sound like a hater if I'm taking Warrior inventory and I go back that far? Because when I look at this thing and you talk about the price of a dynasty and I step back and I be an adult and I say, you know what? Why are you mad, Goo? If hard, shout out Run DMC, hard times. If they're upon us, step back and reflect. They got four rings. This thing was incredible. Can you really be mad? And my answer to that, talking to myself, is I would be mad if Curry was still playing at this level and they don't win. That's when you got to get him out of here. You go to him or he comes to you. That's what I don't want to see, Larry. If he turns into Larry Holmes, I could almost accept that. But if Steph is still balling and it's what's around him is why they're not winning, I would be like, you know what? You failed him in the end.
Well, they're not winning now.
Well, damn.
I mean,
they didn't make the playoffs. But if Draymond doesn't get suspended, can we do that real quick? Larry, are they a natural 10th seed?
I don't think they're a natural 10th seed, Larry. I don't think you can say they're a playoff team because you've got your best players getting worse. So, you know, Steph's not going to be better next year. He's going to be worse. And Draymond's not better next year. He's worse.
Right.
So I don't know that, you know, that you can really project them and just say, well, if Draymond had been healthy, they would have won more games. Who's going to cover for the regression of Draymond and Steph going forward? I just would like to know from the fans, what do Warrior fans want? Because, I mean, I am a Warrior fan. I grew up in the Sunset. I high-fived my buddies when they got Larry Hughes.
Okay, look at you.
I was there when Bobby Sur was wearing an orange jersey. And this run has been amazing.
Yes, it has.
But if you can't win anymore, and I would say, that's if you say what's more likely, they're going to win another ring with Steph or they can't win anymore with Steph. I would say they're more likely to not be able to win with Steph. Would you rather see Steph play out the twilight? He's 36 right now. How many years he's got left? 3-4?
Okay.
36, 37, 38, 39, 40, whatever. 4 or 5 years left. You want those years here and no matter what? Or do you want to accelerate the rebuild and move him. Because
the answer to
he makes $50 million.
Yeah, but the answer to that is what's around him. It's on Pods. It's on Kuminga and his jump. And can he get a consistent jumper? But it's everybody. TJD, year two. It's everybody to answer that question. And let me just read this to you.
When would you make that decision? I mean,
that's the $100 million question.
Do you make that decision at the trade deadline? Is this a decision for next offseason? I would make this argument. Every day that goes by, you're getting less for Steph Curry.
Mm.
And right now might be the time. If you've already moved on from Klay Thompson, you're probably not winning any more rings.
But I understand.
If you can't get Markkanen, and now it's the LaVine-Kuzma conversation, I think the title is off the table. And then I think I got to have a very real conversation with Steph. Steph, we tried to go get you Markkanen. We tried to go get you a true, you know, running mate. But you know what? We couldn't do it. We don't have the assets. We can't add the kind of piece that we need to contend. Would you rather be a Laker? Would you rather be a Knick? Would you rather be a Rocket? Would you rather be a Charlotte Hornet?
Mm.
Would you rather be a Sacramento King?
But it's too early for that, Larry, and we're up against it. We're going to get into that on the other side because you threw it out to the fans. That's Larry Kruger in for Stani. We're rocking and rolling on 95.7 The Game. Remember, next week our lineup is going to be jacked up starting Monday. Willard and Dibs will be on from 6 to 10. Bonte and Shasky will be on from 10 to 2. And yours truly and Steiny will be on 2 to 6. And your chance to win an autographed Klay Thompson jersey, don't worry, is just for a week. And it's all brought to you by Jack's Restaurant. That segment was brought to you by Safeway.
It's a good Steiny, good Steiny, go to Steiny Show. Let's go!
Let's go on a Friday. No Steiny today as he's golfing in a tournament. Good luck, partner. But is Larry Kruger holding it down? Give us a call. Who's going to be the first caller today on a Friday? 888-957-9570. Spadoni, big man Carter, who belongs, Larry, I told you, to the Olympic Club. You pulled his ID yesterday.
When the guy who's screening your phone calls is a member of the Olympic Club,
hey,
that's when you know.
And I'm a big watch guy. You know, I'm a wristwear guy. I said he might be rocking a Rolly, too. Not putting your business out there. But Carter has it going on. So does Spadoni. But we're fired up having fun, Larry. You've been to the Olympic Club, though.
I have.
I have not. I know Shasky and Bonte have been.
I played there before. You know what? I'll say this. I like Merced.
Okay.
I'm a Merced fan myself. Now, I haven't played San Francisco, which is the most prestigious course in the city. You know, but Merced to me is an awesome. I love the Merced layout.
All right,
And a couple of my buddies are members at Merced. So if I can choose between the Olympic and Merced, I'm playing Merced.
There you go. This is what I wanted to read to you, Larry. This is what I deal with on the Xfinity Mobile text line. Guru, Paul and Poole they didn't get dumped for anything. We got cap relief. You know what? Take that cap relief and stick it you know where. I'm not into that, and I don't think Curry is. Now, they do have a lot of contracts, short contracts, Larry, to wear next year, and Stani was talking about this yesterday, to where they got flexibility to move a plethora of guys with their contracts that they have now come next trading deadline. But that's worst-case scenario to me. When was the last time a team took a pit stop at the deadline? We see it in the NFL, baseball, but we hardly see it in the NBA, where you go get you a guy at the deadline and then it's so successful, you go win a chip. My point is, you basically got the extension from Chris Paul about 3 weeks ago, and Mike D and company were not able to turn that into nothing. I'm one guy that's going to stand in this corner and I'll fight Mike Tyson in his prime, Larry. You tell me if you got my back. Jordan Poole was ruined once he got punched in the face. So his follow-up to the season that got him that contract really was stunted when he took the two-piece, okay? It was a one-piece, one-hitter quitter. So for all the people acting like we saw Jordan Poole, you know, to fail or regress. It was over. And he went out there falling down on the court. Larry, miss me. Yeah. He helped you win a chip. And if his ass was here, who could get you 18 to 35 points a game, manipulate the refs, calm the game down, go shoot 90% from the free throw line. Don't tell me this team currently constructed doesn't need that.
Yeah. No, I mean,
don't tell me that. I don't want to hear it.
Their mistake was paying him $35 million a year. I mean, I called that out on day freaking one. I said, that is a dramatic overpay.
Why do you think it was done, Larry?
Well, partially because Draymond dropped him. I'm sure that didn't help the negotiation.
Oh, okay.
But also, they just made a mistake. You know, they paid too much for a player who, you know, was broken. I mean, that's the thing. Jordan Poole was broken.
Yes, he was.
He thought he was Steph Curry. He wasn't Steph Curry. He wanted to hoist like Steph Curry from deep. That's not his game. His best thing was driving to the hole, going to the line, and making 94% from the line. But then he didn't want it. He started not getting calls. then he had a bad reputation or bad relationship with the refs.
So, well, let's put another right on the table.
That's it right there. It was game over for him.
What about him starting? He had built himself something. That building, that cathedral was jumping. I was in the house. I remember the Sixer game last year. Embiid was going crazy, and so was Jordan Poole. Clay was hurt. Curry was out. It was one of them. But let's just talk about the impact that he had knowing when Clay came back. It was that thing that we talk about, and I'm not saying it was right or wrong, but he had to go back to the bench. He had to deal with that. When he was at his epicenter of his powers, dude was a problem. And we can't get mad at him for getting the 35.
He didn't pay himself. Mm. He didn't pay himself, okay. Right? So you got to blame them. But they overpaid him. As soon as they overpaid him, it was like, oh, my God. They gave $35 million to a guy who plays half, doesn't only plays half the floor, has a terrible relationship with the refs, needs to live at the foul line, doesn't want the contact to drive in, wants to hoist 32-footers and pretend he's Steph Curry. I mean, he was mentally broken as a basketball player, and it wasn't going to get any better. But I thought they were going to pawn him off for Paul, and that they were going to turn Paul into something.
Turned
D'Lo into something.
No doubt.
And instead, they took Joe's financial relief option over getting anything for Paul. And I always thought that was dubious. It's like, well, you know, you're going to trade for Chris Paul's $30 million expiring. Okay, yeah, but somebody's going to want that? Somebody's going to actually trade you good assets for that? And it's like, I was skeptical at the time, and sure enough, they got nothing. They got absolutely nothing.
Zero.
They got cap relief, but I mean,
cap relief
when you're inside of your championship window, man, or you at least want to be, is not doing a whole lot for anybody.
Yeah, I'm with you, Larry. So now, you know, which one of the three that they added, Melton, Anderson, or Buddy Hield, do you like most? Because that, to me, those are the moves around the edges. We still need Curry. Like, we don't know who the second best player on this team is on a consistent basis.
It's Kuminga. I think it's Kuminga. But as far as, I mean,
like, I don't know why I'm not mad at that answer.
They're no better off. They're no better off. I mean, they were a play-in team last year, and they've moved some pieces around. Couple guys left, couple guys came. They are no better off. They're literally the same.
And the West, Larry, if you don't know this, I'm sure you do. It's a bear.
Yeah.
Memphis is coming. The Rockets are getting better. The youth is everywhere. And I'm just like, I know, and somebody said this and tried to call me out the other day, Larry. And just like you said, you grew up in the city. I'm Union City. I'm a diehard fan. I love my area. I'll never love a player more than the team. Some may disagree. But some were saying, oh, Guru, you like Steiny even was having fun bringing that up. Hell nah. It's about the team. I'm just telling you, as is, where I deem Curry is at, 26 a game, still a box office smash, turn on the Olympics if you like. I'm not telling you he's 25-year-old Steph Curry, but he is your best player. Along with Draymond, they need help. And right now, I don't know if I have time to watch Kuminga go through his basketball puberty. And that's another subject we got to talk about. Would you extend who who he's eligible. Kuminga right now, this offseason, Larry, guys in his class, Barnes got broken off 200. Cade Cunningham got over 200.
Well, first of all, you
Franz
have to pay
Wagner.
Him. You got to pay him. You got to pay him. You got to
see.
I don't know if you got to pay him that much.
You don't have. It's the Brandon Ayuk thing, Larry. You don't have to pay him. You could see another year go by.
Yeah, but, you know, there's no advantage in not paying him because he's an asset. If you trade him, I mean, you take the worst contracts in you know, you can think of. They all find a way to get traded. I mean, there's bad. There's trades. Right. Bad contracts get moved all the time in the NBA. So, to me, there's no. It's a no-brainer. You absolutely pay him, and if you want to trade him in the future, you trade him in the future. But you don't just let him walk away. You got to pay him. You got to pay him, and even if it's an absurd amount of money, there's an awful lot of guys in this league making an absurd amount of money. I would have no hesitation in paying Kuminga. I do think he's their second best player right now. But this is kind of
on a team that didn't qualify real quick for the playoffs.
Right. And they're not, and they are not going to the playoffs again next year as is.
You think, Larry?
Oh, as is?
Yes.
I mean, no. They're not rolling out D'Anthony Melton and Slo-Mo and Buddy Hield saying goodbye to Chris Paul and Klay Thompson, and suddenly they're going to be a title contender.
Oh, wow.
I mean, at best, they're going to be...
Well, the playoffs, not the play-in, the playoffs.
I mean,
that's my metric. That's my bar.
They're 7, 8, 9, 10 in the West. That's what they are. That's what they are. Now, if they get Markkanen...
Oh, my gosh,
Larry. Now they're 3, 4, 5 in that range. But to me, without a significant addition, without a significant subtraction, it's like I don't think you can make a Markkanen addition, but get rid of Moody and Kuminga and picks and all these other assets. You need to add a significant asset without subtracting.
Well, Larry, I mean, that's like you telling me I got to get rich without a job. That, like, tell
trade
me how
picks.
I do that.
Trade picks.
I'm with that, but you know, what about what you need? Because Markkanen is like, okay, Paul George, and I know there's half the fan base that says he
put
wouldn't
it on
work.
The credit card.
I would have loved to see, yeah, but after Markkanen, are you willing for Markkanen to give up Kuminga? Because you're a big Kuminga guy.
No.
Then you're not getting them.
Yeah, that's
Danny
fine.
Danny Ainge is not, you know what I mean? That's transaction denied.
That's fine, because he's not worth it. It's not worth
a seven-footer that could put it on the floor?
Because you're still going to have to throw multiple ones. And you're going to give Kuminga. And Markkanen didn't produce like he's producing in Utah before he got to Utah.
But if you look at his resume, Larry.
He's a nice player, but he's 27. I don't think that makes you a title contender. I really don't.
But what's the goal?
Kuminga, if you keep Kuminga and you get Markkanen for, you know, I read a thing yesterday.
Tell me.
And the article said that Tim McMahon of ESPN.
Out of Dallas.
Yeah, he says that obviously you're talking about a ton of picks. You're talking about a potential Warriors trade for Markkanen. He says, I don't know how much the Jazz would press on having Kuminga included. I do think, like, if Podziemski is not in the deal, there wouldn't be a deal. This was on the Zach Lowe podcast. So if it's Podziemski and Moody and an array of draft picks,
I love
and
the
swaps,
youngsters. I would do it,
I'm doing it. But I'm drawing the line at Kuminga.
Yeah. Oh, Danny Ainge. So you're telling me Markkanen in a... This is Disneyland, Larry. Shout out Florida and L.A. You're Orlando. You're telling me the Warriors could possibly get Markkanen and keep Kuminga? I mean, good God. Like... That's not real life.
Well, it's a lot of ones.
Or Danny Ainge would be. He'd need to do urine sample.
There's talk that Danny Ainge doesn't even really want to move Markkanen, that he just saw what the Knicks paid for Mikal Bridges and was like, hey, I'll take some of that. I mean, are the Jazz going to win a title with Markkanen?
No.
So I think Danny's thinking, hey, you know what? If I can get five number ones and pick swaps, but I'm sure Dunleavy's like, hey, how about two number ones? I wouldn't want to move Kuminga and all those ones. That's for sure. If it was Kuminga and I get to keep all my ones, now we could talk. But I still, I don't know that you're a title contender if you move Kuminga. I think you need the improvement of Kuminga and Markkanen.
Well, it's funny you say that. We want to hear from you. Current state of the Warriors and what you think of their offseason moves thus far. 888-957-9570. Larry Kruger in with your boy Guru. And Larry, I'm shocked. And the reason I'm saying I'm shocked, what I'm hearing from you is if you're willing to pay Kuminga $200 million or at least $180 million, and you really, he's not a finished product, what are you doing with that? Is that the smartest thing to do with your money when you can have him under control, see if he blossoms or takes the necessary strides? But if you're going to give a guy a check or a contract for $200 million and he's still got to work on his handle, he's still got to get another move in his repertoire outside that spin move. You know, I mean, coming downhill, Kuminga is one of the best in the game, but it don't work like that. When they get back on D and you got to use that IQ and use the MIDI and all that little stuff that makes KD and all the great scorers who they are, Larry, you're going to pay that money to hope he grows into that? I'm willing to ponder that or give up on that to get a guy that could come in here that's already shown me he can average deuce five or 24 in the league like a LaVine or a Markkanen.
But LaVine's got, first of all, LaVine makes $45 million a year.
And he's,
and he's got a bad knee.
Yeah.
And he's an above the rim player. So, I mean, a lot of people think Levine's damaged goods. Supposedly,
could be.
Supposedly the Bulls are trying to add assets so they can attach those assets to LaVine. The talk is that they will, if you'll take LaVine, they'll give you multiple twos and maybe even a future one.
Damn.
So they're, you know, LaVine is not in highly coveted at this point. Do you want to trade him for, you want to trade Kuminga for Jimmy Butler? I mean, Jimmy Butler's ready to win right now.
That.
He's 35.
Okay, but Steph is 36. The end is near. If we get to that point to where Curry and Joe say, you know what? If I'm Steph Curry and my phone rings and it's Joe Lacob, I don't want to hear about a 2028 pick or a 2029 first round pick. You know my clock is ticking. And if you told me on the other end of the phone, hey, we got you Jimmy Butler, I'm going to bust my ass for these next 2-3 years, it might not work. But Larry, I can lick Joe in the face and hug him when I'm out and the trade is facilitated and say, you got me the necessary help, or you got me the immediate help that we thought could get us closer to getting us back to the promised land. The future, if I'm Steph Curry, that's the last thing I want to hear.
I hear you, but I remember Kareem being really good in the late 70s, and the Lakers got Magic. And I remember being this hue and cry, get rid of Magic and trade him for a 32-year-old point guard so you can get somebody that can get Kareem one more ring. When Kareem just played with young Magic and he played with young Worthy and they won rings. So why does everybody have to be 35? I mean, to me, it's like, Jimmy Butler has a couple years left. I mean, you're trading for guys who are Paul George is 34.
But would he make you bet with that version of the Warriors right now? And I know your answer, Larry, because you're going to keep it real. Is that better than what they are right now?
I mean, they're better than they are right now. But
we don't know how much better. I think a lot better. But Larry, they're better. They're closer.
You got to ask yourself, do you think you can win a title with these guys? And if the answer is no, then you can't move Kuminga at 21.
Well,
I mean, look how improved Jonathan Kuminga is. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. And when you're 19, you're getting better. And when you're 21, you're getting better. When you're 34, you're getting worse. When you're 35, you're getting worse.
But look at LeBron. He's 40, but he's not what he was at 30, but he's still damn good.
And I would not trade Kuminga for LeBron. I would not.
All right.
I would not.
And I don't think I would do that either. I don't like LeBron's a facilitator. He picks his moments, and there's nights where he's just incredible, but I get that. That's where I would stop because he's at 40. You know, now we're talking 41, 42, Ronnie Lott, like, good God.
I mean,
you can't defy Father Time that damn long, but
he's great. He's still great. But I mean, I get it. Your first obligation, you have Steph Curry, your first obligation is try to put somebody next to him who you can win with. Okay, they're trying that. If they can't do that, then what?
Yeah, you know what? Speaking of which, let's hear Coach Kerr, because he was asked about if he feels his team is currently constructed, Larry, needs to make another move.
I don't spend any time thinking about that. I just, my time is spent, you know, thinking about our team and combinations and, you know, how we're going to play. But I like the additions. I like the fact that we won 46 games last year in a season that was that had all kinds of twists and turns, and obviously the suspension to Draymond. But, you know, young players developing. You know, we lost four or five games down the stretch that we probably, you know, could have or should have won, and I take a huge responsibility or blame in that regard. So when you throw all that together, I still believe we have a lot of talent and the ability to have a team that is 100% a playoff contender. And if you can get in, then anything can happen. You don't know.
That was Coach Kerr on this week on Willard and Dibbs joining the guys. But I'll say this:
anything can happen.
I love you, Coach. But hey, that he's fighting the fight.
Hey.
And the other rat on the table, Steiny. The other rat on the table is Kerr's only signed up for two more years. So I'm just keeping it real. He's like to hell with a 2030 pick first round. Like, let's get some immediate help, and that's why they didn't get it done, Larry. But what it signaled to me about Paul George and they were in. Or trying to get it, is they know that was the route they were going. It might not work, but it makes you better. How better, I don't know. But Larry, there really is, it was sobering what you just said a second ago. There is no MF move that's going to make them a title contender to where it's just like a Kevin Durant. To me, the thing is, the title of the jam is, how closer can we get? Can we win a round? Can we get past the conference semis? Can we possibly get to the Western? The optics of that make it look like, okay, the end of the Kerr era, along with Steph and Dre, we were pretty damn close. And to Kerr's point right there, who knows? You get in, anything can happen. But running it out with these three additions, which are mid, as the kids say now.
Man, come on.
Larry, I'm nervous.
You should be nervous. By the way, if you go on X, it says...
No drugs here, Larry.
It says the Lakers are reportedly interested in recruiting Steph Curry, with LeBron James and Anthony Davis actively involved in the process.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm honest, hey.
The Lakers are trying to recruit Steph Curry.
I could understand that. And if I'm Steph, at what juncture? Is it a slow start? And then if we come to trading deadline? Like, that's the fear I'm trying to shake every Warrior fan of. Like, be careful what you wish for, because if they get off to a slow start and there's no other moves made and Kerr's only got another, you know, 1 year after next, Larry, why wouldn't Curry just be looking at himself in the mirror, washing his face, brushing his teeth, like, we had a good run here. I'm not mad, but I want to compete. I'm a competitor. We see him on the golf course. Larry, why wouldn't Steph Curry say, hey, Joe, let's talk?
Let's role play.
I hate here. Let's role play.
I'm going to be...
Who am I?
I'm going to be MDJ. I'm going to be Mike Dunleavy Jr.
Okay.
You're going to be Rob Pelinka.
Rob Lowe, because that's who he looks like. All
okay.
Right.
And... I'm calling you. Hey, Rob, I'm hearing that AD and LeBron would like Steph to play down there and maybe finish down there. Am I hearing that right?
Yeah.
You guys want him?
Yes, we do.
All right. Here's a trade that works.
Hold on, Jeannie's walking. All right, Jeannie, I'll go ahead.
36-year-old Steph for Rui Hachimura, Austin Reeves, Jared Vanderbilt, Dalton Connect, Christian Wood, and picks.
I'm out.
Spadoni, the company Laker man, but I gotta tell you, Spadoni,
if you don't like Christian Wood, you could throw in Jackson Hayes instead of Christian Wood. But either way, it would be Connect. Vanderbilt.
There can't be any ones of those picks, because that's a haul.
Rui Hachimura.
I might give you a couple second round future picks. Yeah.
What do you mean you're gonna try to hardball me on this? You're getting freaking Steph Curry.
But dude, I'm giving you a whole starting five. Damn.
Yeah,
I would give you two future second rounds. But don't you say no to that?
Well, I mean, if I'm getting Stephen Curry, I'll give you whatever
you want.
And
if LeBron
outside of
James,
Davis,
who can get Bronny, his son, a job, well, he's got all the clout. AD saying, do that, Rob.
Well, I'm going back to what you guys both said. You wouldn't trade Kuminga straight up for LeBron right now?
I would not.
Really?
I would
just
not.
That's the trade right there. Just Kuminga for LeBron.
I love Bron. You know it. I wouldn't. That's where I just.
But, I mean, you're trying to win now for Steph, right?
Yeah, but you know, it's like I got a brand new sports car, and you got an old
Cadillac.
You got a 68 Aston Martin.
I got a Lamborghini with 200,000 miles on it. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that is a good.
I'd rather have the new sports car.
Spadoni didn't like that, but Larry, that's a lot.
Spadoni's a real Laker fan?
Yeah, no,
you're not
hard.
He's not a make-believe.
No, I'm not.
Mitch Kupchak.
So, Rui Hachimura, Austin Reeves, Jared Vanderbilt, Dalton Knecht, and either Jackson Hayes or Christian Wood.
Go ahead.
And some combination of picks. Would you make that trade?
Well, yes, I would make the trade, but I don't think the Warriors would, right? Like,
well, how many? First of all, some combination of picks could be a ton of picks. So how many picks you need? First of all, everybody's got a price. I don't care who you are, or what you are.
Well, what's Curry's price in this? Because Stani was bringing that up at 36.
Well, Curry's 36 million. I mean, Curry's 36 years old, and he makes $50+ million. So you're going to have to take a lot.
On August 6th, he's about to get he's eligible for an extension.
But let's say Curry said, hey, this is what I want.
No, right.
Joe, this is what I want. How many, you're saying, Spadoni saying Lake or Warriors wouldn't do this. How many ones would it take with that deal? Rui, Reeves, Vanderbilt, Connect, and your pick of Hayes or Wood. How many ones do you need?
Before you go, Spadoni, it would have to be three for me. It would have to be at least three ones.
Three ones plus those five guys.
If I'm trading the chef, three ones for sure.
That's eight players for Steph.
This is a fun conversation. The Lakers are the one team, though. I don't know if Joe Lacob is like, yeah, I'm out on that. That's the one team, right, that he cannot go to is the Los Angeles
Lakers. Like the Clippers went, and I'm not sending Paul George to Joe Lacob, who's made us look like asses for a whole decade, and Joey Lightyears. I hadn't thought of that component, but Joe picked up the phone to call Jeannie.
And if the Warriors made that deal, obviously, it would change the complexion of their roster, would change their whole everything about what they're doing. Would Warrior fans root for Steph?
We're going to ask them on the other side. You got it going.
Or fall short.
On the other side, what's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 62 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by Lucky California.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furion 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furion at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.